We're live.
First in family?
I think.
Are you here? Are we there? Are we here? I'm not really sure. We've spent the last, I don't know, what do you say, 20, 25?
At least. I'm going to check on the phone.
30 minutes? trying to get this thing going. We seem to have pretty bad luck lately with hotel interwebs. And what I mean by that, it's really crappy. Really, really crappy internet.
It looks like we're working. Okay.
So, all right. Well, you want to make sure you turn that off. And I'll tell you why. Because we are not actually on hotel internet as much as we are on and cell phone. We're hotspotted. So I don't know how this is going to go, how long it's going to last or whatever, but we're trying, fam. That's my whole point. We are trying to bring the magic of FinLive to you guys, even when we're on the road. And I think that stands for something, or it should anyway.
So if you're here, we are live streaming from Hotspot on my phone.
Right.
So if we freeze or pause or you can't see us, let us know, I guess. Try to give us a heads up. Send me a message.
Hold on. Anna Patterson says, good evening from Hilton Head.
Props to AT&T on the hotspot, though.
Yeah, we got our hotspot going. I don't know. It's been a while since we've operated on this device. But Anna, good evening to you.
Glad you made it.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah, yep. Glad you made it there well.
After your husband and your kids slept the whole way.
We clearly made it to our destination as well. So I don't know who this is. I got a hi. So it's not even telling us if it's Facebook user or not. I think we may be experiencing some lag from the hotspot here.
It looks like we are.
But, you know, if not, no biggie. If you're FBU, that's cool. Coach Nastasha's here. She says, hey guys, it's Tasha. I'm not sure it'll work since I'm also on my phone. It did work.
Yeah, it does.
It did work, so that's killer. Thank you for joining us.
I'm really surprised at this hotspot right now that we can live stream. I'm blown away.
Whatever this is, I'm getting rid of it. Just get rid of that little comment thing. So the good thing is, despite the numerous technical difficulties we had setting all this junk up, finding out once again hotel internet is defeating us.
And it sucks because this is a hotel we've used. It's not like we haven't been here before.
Right, we've been here before. We actually didn't go to the last hotel because this one had better internet. But Anne to the rescue decided we'd throw in our hotspot. But I guess the good news is we don't have a lot to talk about tonight because no one asked a question, which I guess could be fortuitous or it could be depressing. I'm not sure which it is. So we got a few things that I want to jam on, a couple things that are near and dear to me. But if you have any questions, drop it in. And if we don't know who you are, okay, cool.
See, there, yeah.
I'm surprised I'm getting through. I'm camping in Mayberry, North Carolina. This is Trisha O'Brien. Is that like the Mayberry as an actual, like Mayberry?
The song?
No, Mayberry is where... The Barney Fife, Mayberry.
I don't know. I know there's country songs about Mayberry.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not going to argue with you. Val says, hey.
You know how else you know we're in a hotel? Because the rooms are always freezing, and I'm in a jacket.
And I'm wanting to take my shirt off.
And leggings.
So story of our lives right here. But yeah, so thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for letting us know who you are. Yes,
there
exactly. Trisha says that it is the exact Mayberry of Barney Fife or the country music. I don't know. I don't know which one.
Probably
and
one.
It could be. It could be both. But Barney Fife, the sheriff, golly. Yeah, it's really old show. It's really really old show. I don't know, man. If you got any questions, let us have them. If not, then I'll just jam what I want to jam on. Coach Tasha says the country songs are referring to Barney Fife's Mayberry.
There
quaint
you go.
Small town life.
See? Rascal Flatts called out Mayberry a lot.
Well, I'm sorry I'm moving this stuff around. It's driving me nuts, guys. So see, Mayberry, Barney Fife. Yeah. Quiet, quaint town. There we go. So see?
Jonathan's Cup. You're going to see we're having food adventures today.
Yes.
And tomorrow, because Jonathan's Cup is from Sushi Eat Station with the ninja. Mm-hmm.
What's up, my ninjas?
Yep, and tonight we are trekking to White Castle because they opened a White Castle.
They have a White Castle in Orlando.
Yep.
And when I found that out, I was super pumped. I said, next time we go to Orlando, we are going to the White Castle. And I'm very excited about it. Give me some sliders. They have a chicken and waffle slider that I'm going to try, which I guess is like their normal chicken patty with some sausage gravy in between two little waffles. It's probably going to suck, but I'm going to eat it first and then dive into my sliders with cheese because I'm very excited about White Castle. For those that are not familiar, down south, we do not have White Castle. We have Crystal Burger, which is the exact same thing. Like if they're not suing for a breach of intellectual property, it's literally like in Coming to America, McDowell's versus McDonald's, where they have the Big Mac and McDowell's has the Big Mick, and they talk about the differences. The difference between a Crystal and a White Castle comes down to White Castle having grilled onions and Crystal having steamed onions.
I was today years old when I found that out.
Literally, when Vanilla Ice talked about ripping off David Bowie's Under Pressure, and it goes, no, man, Under Pressure goes, dun 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 dun. And Vanilla goes, you know, Ice Ice Baby goes, dun 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 dun. He goes, that makes a difference. That is the difference in Crystal and White Castle. The way the onions are cooked. They may use the same distributors, but it doesn't matter. Because it's White Castle, because Harold and Kumar went there.
I don't know.
Because I haven't been there since I was on tour, but I'm very excited about it. So, yes, food is good. And then I had a buddy of mine online. I was talking to him about some new stuff I'm working on. And he's a very technical-oriented guy. And he said he was going to go get some fried chicken. He said, not like you healthy people eat. And I said, oh, man, I love fried chicken. And he said, well, this is Korean fried chicken. He said, it's different. And I said, oh, do you know where I can get some Korean fried chicken? I was very excited about this. And he said, well, you're in Florida, right? And I said, yeah. He said, well, there is a place called Bonchon next to the Orlando airport. He said, but I don't know about where you're at. And I said, well, funny enough, Matthew Ryan, the weirdest Korean name I've ever heard. I said, I will be in Orlando this weekend. And he said, well, you got to go to Bonchon then. So we're going to try Korean fried chicken tomorrow. So I am very, very, very excited about it. I've never, Coach Tosh says she's never had White Castle Crystal while sober. Yeah, Crystal is that dry food. It is that kind of food. But even though I do not imbibe, I still enjoy some Crystal. And I haven't had it in like 7 years. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Highlight of his weekend. What'd you do, White Castle?
What I did find out, though, is a lot of stuff makes sense. Because looking up the nutritional information for White Castle to plan my meal out, because if you guys think I'm going to go wing it, you're wrong. It's all been planned. But what I noticed was that the double cheeseburger, the double cheese White Castle that I used to get, clocks in at about 300 calories. And the chicken sandwiches clock in the twos.
Which would be okay if the quantity wasn't what it used to be.
I would go and I would get like four double cheese crystals and two chicken sandwiches plus fries. Plus, I put all the ketchup on the plate and put pepper in it because that was my thing. I used to mix it all up with the fries. And then I'd be getting regular Coke. So by the bucket, as much as I could put down my gullet. So me and my dad would go. And about 2,500 calorie lunch right there. That explains a lot. That explains a lot about how I got to that before photo and why I probably haven't hit a Crystal drive-thru in forever. The truth is there's not one in Vero Beach or else I'd probably hit one quite a bit. But, quite a bit, as much as I hit Taco Bell. But the point is we're going to eat some good foods. So other than that, I'm going to go ahead and put the free-for-all sign up so everybody knows it's free for all to ask questions. But I'm going to talk about, I don't know, a couple things. I'm a little bit out of it. I got a phone call today from my mom. So she's having surgery right now. She had a yearly checkup because she's had some issues in the past. And she's got a 90% occlusion in her right carotid. So she's going in and getting roto-rooted and a stent and all this stuff drilled out. So that's kind of nerve-wracking.
For anybody who doesn't know, you have major arteries in your neck, right? You've got jugulars. They're veins that go back down to the heart, right? Veins return the blood. You've got two carotid arteries, one of each side, that goes up to your brain to get the blood and the oxygen to your brain.
It's kind of important.
So you block one of those suckers off, and this is what we block off when we choke people in jiu-jitsu.
Right.
You block off their carotids.
And you turn the lights off.
Right. Take the blood from their brain and pass out.
So
gotta clean that out.
So a couple years ago, my mom had her left 98% occluded. She was showing symptoms. And they cleared that one out. And then now her right is an old 90%. She's an overachiever. She's getting an A+. But
so she's okay.
But they
have to go in and clear it out.
Right. So we're waiting to hear back what's going on with that. So that's been a little bit of nerve wrackingness today. So I'm a little bit off on that. But what I really want to talk about, what I really wanted to get on the permanent record here, is something that we've been dealing with. I don't want to say more than usual because it's a very, very rare occurrence, but it's something that It like both blows my mind and kind of breaks my heart a little bit that I even feel the need to address it. It's almost like if you guys are watching this, you're listening to it on Finn Live, or you're catching a replay and you're that invested in your progress or your process, it's probably never going to apply to you in a million years, and hopefully you're just as kind of freaked out by it as I am. But what I want to go on record is saying that, like, at first in, we are like 100% family first, right? It is all about our family. But it's kind of like, not like, you know, there's like layers or a caste system, not like your favorite brothers and sisters and then your step cousins that you don't like. It's not like that. But when we say like we're family first, what I want everyone to realize is like the team is the family that comes first. Like your coaches are who I'm going to take care of and bend over backwards to make sure like life is cool in the gang for them and things are rolling as smoothly as possible. Because, you know, if your coach ain't happy, man, a lot of stuff is unhappy. I'm unhappy. She's unhappy. You're probably unhappy. You know, whatever. And so, you know, I just don't think that it's ever okay to talk down or denigrate or shit on or get nasty or speak crappily to your coach. You ain't gonna kiss no asses. You can have discussions, you can have questions, you can have concerns, you can get heated if you want to. But don't be nasty to your coach and think that's gonna fly. Because if you've done it before and it has been brought to our attention, I've told your coach to fire you. I said, whenever you're ready to cut them loose, if that's truly how they're behaving, you don't have to put up with that. You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to put that in part of your check-ins. I don't want Amy coming home from the squirrels to thinking she's got to get crapped on. I don't want Adam in the middle of a 48 when he's running life and death emergencies to feel that somebody feels they can talk shit on him or Steve or Tasha or Coach Kim or my wife or anybody. And if you think that's how you can behave because the customer's always right, well, you're not a very good part of our family. You're not a very good fit for this family. You're not probably a very productive or compliant or successful member of this family. And you're probably not in here contributing to lifting everyone else up. You're probably kind of a self-centered prick if you're going to talk shit to your coach, because I know your coach. You know, I don't even know who your coach is, but I know your coach. And I know that if they're a member of this team, they are an amazing human who gives so much of themselves to do everything they can to help not just their own members, but every member of this family succeed, including us. And I'm probably going to take their side to a fault, but I also get to read every single email that comes through. So I know if they're making stuff up, or I know if I've read it in your own black and white words. It doesn't slip by us, right? So like I said, it blows me away that I even have to feel that I have to address it. And it breaks my heart too, that there are people that have somehow slipped in this family, got past me, I let them in, and think it's okay to treat people that way. It's not.
And this is not like, we're not saying, hey, you can't whine to your coach or bitch to your coach or vent about whatever's going on. You can't have questions or discussions or ask them why something or what. We are straight talking about being aggressive, whether it's passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive, to your coach to the point where you are just tearing down another human being. Like, they're, if this is you, you probably know it. And you're probably not on these live calls. You're probably not super engaged.
We're probably preaching to the converted right now. If you're catching this on the replay and you're going, oh man, is that me? It's probably not, right? You'd know. But yeah, I just, you know, we had something happen. We've had this happen a couple times and we've dealt with them. Surprise, they're no longer here. And we had it happen really recently this week. And it was just this weird, massive, major disconnect between what this person feels they were doing, I think, and what they actually were doing. Because when I spoke to them about it, and I got a reply based on how I handled the situation, it was like warm fuzzies and thank yous and you guys are great and keep helping all, you know. And it's like, do you not think I read your emails, friend? I read every single email you sent to your coach, and I've been saying since like 20 weeks ago, please fire this person. Whenever you're done, tell them they're done. I got your back. And to their coach's credit, they showed up and showed up and showed up and tried and tried and tried and invested so much of their time and so much of themselves into this person's success. And it kind of blows me away because despite this member's attitude and performance and compliance towards the end, they made fantastic progress. And in their exit email to me, they even said that their body composition is the best it's ever been in their life. So why are you talking shit on your coach who delivered that for you?
After sending at least a dozen emails that were completely inappropriate in a way to speak to anybody.
So like I said, I have a feeling if you're watching this, I have a feeling if you're tuning in, if you're involved enough in the family to be a part of these live calls, it's probably not something you're doing. But if it is you, let's tighten that shit up. Let's not do that. Our coaches don't deserve that. They're not here for that, and we're not going to be here for it. No matter, you know, what you're paying, whatever's on the website. We don't have that sliding scale. But no matter what your investment is, it has not bought you the right to talk down to anyone in this family, but especially not your coach who's pouring everything they have and putting their soul into making this family amazing. It's just not worth it. It's not the right place for that. If you want to, you know, beat up someone, I think they're called dominatrixes, or you know, you buy a sub or something. I don't know. It's very expensive. It's not $6.99 for 24 weeks of abuse. I think that's 1 hour is what it takes to actually go pay for that. So if you want to work on that, maybe your coach talked to you about that. I don't know, but that's an a la carte thing. It's on the side.
That's not part
of the First In family, right? They need another email address for that. But yeah, so like I said, you know, I mean, obviously I'm getting a little love from Coach Tasha. Tasha, you know, we got your back. You know that. But like I said, I kind of feel like this is the wrong medium for it. But at the same time, maybe if you got a friend in the family who's not doing so good, maybe they need to get the, yo, check yourself before you wreck yourself comment, because you can get a little wrecked around here if that's how you think that we're here to operate, because we're not. You can leave, you can take your money back, we'll violate our terms of service gladly. Any chance we get to get somebody out of the family who is not positive, who is not productive, who is not helping, and especially someone that's making a coach's life miserable, because your coaches care way too much about what they're doing and the help they're trying to offer to take care of that. And Val says, get them out of here.
Working on it.
You know, and that's the thing, man, is you know, Coach Amy has said this a couple times. It's one of her favorite phrases is, you know, we want everyone to eat, but just not at our table. There are some people that I will not wish ill will on, but I'm not going to celebrate for your success in this family if you're doing nothing but bringing it down. And that's the big thing.
Oh, Val's saying she's getting pauses in the video. So, Val, we are on the hotspot on my phone. So this may not be going for much longer if we're getting paused.
Yeah, if it's that bad, then we may just reconvene and hit this live up tomorrow. Because
we'll do two quick ones.
Yeah, we'll do two tiny ones and wrap it up. Because if I'm sitting here all you know, as I'm pouring my heart out to my people, then it's just not the best thing. But yeah, our hotel let us down again. We're hotspotted on the phone. We're not even on the hotel's Wi-Fi because it wouldn't even let me open a Gmail.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll just cut it short then. Maybe that's the sign.
Maybe we'll see you after we get home tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we'll run home tomorrow. I'll watch this video as soon as we get done because I love watching myself talk, seeing myself ramble. Maybe we'll do that then and just reconvene tomorrow. I don't know. Let the gods decide, I guess, is how we'll look at it. We'll roll the dice. Because it doesn't seem like we have any questions. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of members of the fam chilling with us tonight. So we may just cut it out. We may just cut it out and get ready for White Castle.
Yeah. We can do that.
There's nothing in here.
He's out of soda.
Put that over here so I don't drink anymore.
No, we can just chat with you guys tomorrow if the hotspot's not holding up. I'm surprised it connected in the first place, to be honest.
Worked a heck of a lot better than it was working on their internet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But guys, I really just want to get that off my chest. Like I said, I got a little bit going on with my mom being in surgery right now and not knowing what's going on. So I'm probably a little out of it too. So maybe we will just try to touch base with you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be tomorrow home tomorrow
evening.
Night.
Yeah, we're coming home tomorrow. So, yeah. That's all I got.
Thanks for listening to the rant.
Right.
Thanks for not being those people.
Thanks for not treating your coach like crap.
Yeah.
Because they don't deserve it. Treat me like crap if you want. You see how that works out. But don't do that to your coaches, guys. It's not good. It's not good practice. We definitely have a happy coach with one less grump in their roster. That's for sure. And maybe we're working on a couple more. We'll see. But that's all I got.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out for a little bit. Sorry we have to cut it short.
Thank you, Anna. I hope you enjoy your vacation,
yes,
too. Again, we are very excited because we have White Castle on the agenda for tonight. We're out here because we're going to Animal Kingdom tomorrow if the storm stays away. And, of course, we're getting Korean fried chicken, which I just found out is a thing. So I'm very excited about it. We will not be getting bulgogi, though, because Anne looked that up. And when she told me the numbers they had at Bonchon.
Dude, the calories, oh no.
How many grams of fat was it, like 130?
Well over 100, yeah.
Yeah, like 100 plus grams of fat in a dish, I'm out.
I don't even know how you do that, but no.
I'm out. But guys, thanks for hanging out. Sorry it's a little spotty.
Sorry we had to cut it short.
We may just have to either, you know, thoroughly vet the internet before we show up, do like a quality test, make them print it to us and show it to us, or we're just going to not have to do these anymore because it's kind of unfortunate for y'all to join in and it be a crappy, you know, whatever.
If we can't get it to work, we'll start doing them when we get home.
Ian, White Castle.
Yeah,
yes.
We're headed
I'm
there.
I'm very, very excited, man. I've got my sliders programmed, and I'm going to try the chicken and waffle. They got a chicken and waffle slider, which I don't think is going to be that good. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, you know, wanting it to be better than it's going to be. But YOLO, right? You got to try. You know.
We'll report back.
If I waste the macros today, no big deal. They'll come back tomorrow. No big deal. But all right, we're going to cut out, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for dealing with my melancholy and listening to me rant. Tell all your buddies to be nice to their coaches, damn it. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Take care. Have a good one. Yeah, we'll probably touch base with you guys tomorrow. We'll repost the live, the call to live. And if you got any questions, we'll answer them then. But guys, be awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being first in. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.